Jumping Jack goes to the zoo. Jumping Jack could not sit still. He was never tired or quiet. He bounced around all day, from the moment he woke up to the moment he went to sleep. Jack didn't have springs for legs, but he did need to know everything, to see everything. "Mummy," he would ask, "why is the sky blue? Where does electricity come from? What's in a pancake?" Jack's poor mummy was very, very tired. So one day, she thought of a brilliant way to keep Jack entertained without her having to move or speak very much at all. She took Jumping Jack to the zoo. "Are we there yet?" he cried. "Are we there yet?" "No," his mummy replied. "Now? How about now?" "No." Soon, they had arrived, and Jumping Jack had never bounced so high in his entire life. "I want to see elephants," he cried. "Oh, and the monkeys, and the fish. I like fish. And the pandas." "We will see it all, Jack," his mummy said. And she walked with him over to a magic train that would take them wherever he wanted to go.
"All aboard," cried the train driver.
Jumping Jack and his mummy got on the train and sat down, put on their seatbelts, and whoosh! The train flew off and over the zoo, stopping suddenly over the elephants. "Look, Jack," his mummy said, "that one has a little elephant, just like I have you." Jumping Jack could only bounce a little because he was belted into the train, but in his head he was bouncing all over the zoo. The elephant blew water out of his trunk, splashing them in the face, and whoosh, the train went off again. The next time it stopped, monkeys appeared over Jumping Jack's head and started to tickle him with their long arms.
"Oi," the driver yelled. "Stop that, cheeky monkeys."
The monkeys climbed off the train and whoosh, off it went again. The next time it stopped, Jack looked out to see a giant bear with black and white spots all over him and dark eyes. He was eating and didn't seem to want to move. "Mummy, look," Jack cried. "He's tired like you." Jumping Jack's mummy laughed.
"Yes, he is," she said.
Before the train moved again, a roof appeared over it. Then, whoosh, off it went again. This time the train went down. And when it stopped next, Jack and his mummy and the other people on the train were underwater. Jack watched as fish, big and small, swam round them. "Mummy, look," he cried. "I found Nemo." "So you did, Jack. So you did." Then, whoosh, the train was off again and stopped back where they had begun their journey. "So, Jack, what did you think?"
"Mummy," Jack asked, "when I'm older, can I be a train driver?"
"You can be anything you want to be, Jumping Jack. Anything at all." Jumping Jack's adventures were written by Amanda Keats and read by Chris Eastwood. The music was created by Andrew Evans. You can find more of Jumping Jack's adventures and other stories by Amanda Keats by following the podcast Short Story Time, available from wherever you get podcasts.
So the Jumping Jack stories are inspired by my American friend and her little boy Jack, who obviously is quite far away from me. We speak quite a bit now using FaceTime, the genius of FaceTime, but he always found my accent quite funny, and as I love telling stories, I decided that it would be fun to tell some specifically tailored to him, and also, as you may pick up on in the story, a little bit to his mum as well. So this one is for Jack and for his mum, Carrie.
My favourite part, I think, was when I say, "Hey, look, I found Nemo."